You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana Show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
Well, let's see. Johnny and Timmy banned Susie from the treehouse, saying no boys allowed. Well, the treehouse oversight board has come in.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
I'm not a big fan of Facebook. They have had a business model built on making money on misrepresentations. So for a long time, they made money on Russian money coming in and distorting our elections and saying, oh, we didn't know it was Russian. Well, the ruples, okay.
That was Nancy Pelosi, by the way. I almost couldn't, because she was wearing her mask, and I can't stand when they wear their mask because I don't know what the hell they're saying. I hear it sounds like this. Yes, I would like to order a cheeseburger. That's what it sounds like. Or actually, reverse, when you're in the drive-thru and you're like, yes, I would like, and I'm just saying it because it's the first thing that comes to my mind, and maybe Whataburger is in my heart right now. But, yeah, I would like a chocolate shake and I'm sorry, what is that? It's what it sounds like when they wear masks. I can't stand it. Stop it. Just stop it. You're up there. They wipe the podium down. Have you seen them? Welcome to the show. I'm Dana Lash. It's Wednesday. We may make it through the week yet. DanaLash.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Chapter and verse. It's literally $6 a month and that's it. And you get a lot of stuff. Okay, so first and foremost, I wasn't actually going to spend a lot of time on this. But now I am. So the whole situation with Facebook. So Facebook, they had their... Can we just, like, I can't even talk about this story as though it's serious, because I don't take seriously Facebook's oversight board. Do you?
No.
Do you? I mean, it's like Dana having an oversight board. And then Dana, you know, like, say that I had a fender bender. Well, here's Dana's oversight board. Well, Dana's oversight board says that, Dana didn't do anything here. So she's not responsible. We're going to go now. Bye. Same thing, isn't it? I mean, it's the exact same. Of course it is. I'm being rhetorical. Oversight board. Facebook's decision that they had to impose an improper penalty. The Facebook oversight board. Just for another analogy, because I'm not letting this go. I find this so stupid. That's why I can't talk about this story. It's stupid. I feel like we're playing house. But with our country. Right? Well, we created an oversight board for ourselves. Oh, you did? That's so sweet. It's like Colonel Sanders having an oversight board. Here comes the chicken caucus. Colonel Sanders, where we are, we are very concerned with your treatment of chickens. And then he brings in the Colonel Sanders oversight board. And they're all wearing bibs. And they come in. There's nothing to see here. Colonel Sanders is, not only does he make delicious chicken, but he's also completely in the clear here. Same thing.
He's
pro-chicken. He's pro it in his belly. Same thing. There's actually a headline that I saw right before I came on air, and it said, Trump's new blog is a trap. I swear to you, I'm not making this up. People, why are they? They are scared to death of this man. All he ever did. And by the way, it's Cinco de Mayo. This is like the anniversary. What is it? The 5-year anniversary of Trump eating a taco salad and the world lost its mind. Oh, my gosh. Look at that mad ginger. He ate a taco salad on Cinco de Mayo. So racist. Everyone knows that he's appropriating it. Everybody knows that there's only one people ever that ever ate sour cream with shredded cheese and delicious seasoned ground beef and a hard, crispy, crunchy shell. Everybody knows this. Same. They are so mad at him. Why do they? He's not done any. They have communists from China on. They have Ted Lieu on there, for the love. Everything that he says, everything that this guy says, he's an instigator. They have what is it, the queen unicorn, whatever, from Iran, their holy whatever roller leader. I don't know What's his face?
I think you're right. I think that's right.
They have that guy up. And he says, he calls the United States the devil. And you have Mark Zuckerberg. Well, I mean, and then Jack Dorsey also, who's somewhere bearded, pierced, drinking, eating a SCOBY in a yurt. Well, I don't think that he's violating anything. I mean, it's just, it's the supreme leader of Iran. It's kind of what he does. It's kind of what he does. That's what it, that's Jack Dorsey. He's not, he hasn't done anything. I'm just trying to figure out why they hate this guy so bad. They hate him because at this point, anybody who, they're not afraid of what he says. They're afraid of the support that he gets. That's the thing. The nothing scares the hell out of tyranny than any kind of consensus against it. And that's really what it is. Consensus against it. It's they're terrified of it. So they've banned him, the oversight, the Facebook oversight board. This is Monty Python. Facebook's own Facebook oversight board came in and said Facebook was right to push Donald Trump off Facebook. I can't believe we're reporting about this like it's this. I refuse to be serious about this story. This is stupid. Everyone should make fun of it. Do not trust a single newscaster who's telling you this and not laughing their head off because it's so dumb. Well, let's see. Johnny and Timmy banned Susie from the treehouse, saying no boys allowed. Well, the treehouse oversight board has come in and they say that it is correct. Or no girls allowed. No girls are allowed in the treehouse. That is right. Susie, we're sorry, but maybe it was improperly articulated to you, but no girls are allowed in the treehouse. We are the treehouse oversight board. So they said that they have no idea if they're going to reinstate him or not. Facebook also, they said that the Facebook oversight board, they gave a cookie to everybody to act like they were objective. Because they go, well, imposing a suspension that was indefinite. Now, that did violate some completely imaginary rules that we have. So, they go, within 6 months, Facebook has to review the matter again. Because it's going to take 6 months for them to think about this. And then we're just going to keep kicking that can. And they even have their own Facebook verified oversight board Twitter account. I feel like Bert from Sesame Street when he's mad at Ernie and he just looks up. His mad puppet face. That's what I feel like right now. Oh, but that's all they did. They didn't do anything for the people who are like, and then you have all the Jake Tappers of the world. Well, look, I mean, the Facebook oversight board said Facebook violated some of Facebook's rules, but they're not going to reinstate Trump to the Facebook. Because. So, they said that they're opting for a suspension for a set period of time nobody knows. I'm not even going to sit here and go, well, I mean, I think I, nobody knows. It's Mark Zuckerberg's treehouse. That's all this is. This is so ridiculous. It is so ridiculous. Founded 30 years ago, Kel-Tec takes pride in their mission of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company, Kel-Tec began making firearms in 1995 and to this day continues to never copy weapons, but always innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Now, SHOT Show is usually the time for Kel-Tec to unveil what's next, but with SHOT canceled this year, stay tuned to this program and the Kel-Tec social channels to discover new Kel-Tec weapons, all true to Kel-Tec's commitment to their customers by offering them firearm designs they can't get anywhere else. All Kel-Tec firearms are quality made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to go to work. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms, and they work hard to provide top quality products for you, law enforcement, and military personnel that protect America and her freedoms. To find a retailer near you and learn more about Kel-Tec's full line of pistols, rifles, shotguns, accessories, and more, check them out at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
Just realized like a million things we didn't even get to. Jared Kushner is founding the Abraham Accords Institute. think it's about time for him to do that. I think that's a good idea. The Abraham Accord Institute for Peace is the full name. It's going to work on deepening the normalization agreements that he helped to arrange between Israel and Arab countries. And the Abraham Accord signed in September 2020. That was one of the biggest foreign policy. That was historic. So the institute is being founded with former White House envoy Avi Berkowitz, who helped negotiate these agreements along with an Israeli-American businessman, and then also some heavy hitters from the Middle East, an Emirati and Bahraini ambassadors to Washington, as well as the Israeli foreign minister, too. So that's good that that work is continuing, because I think a lot of people are wondering whether or not the current administration is going to give it as much attention. Golly, China! 22-ton Chinese rockets falling back to Earth at about a frillion kerprillion miles per hour. It's probably going to knock somebody's toddler in the head. This is awful. 17,400 miles per hour. It's totally probably going to crash in the United States. I'm not even joking. I'm so not even joking. They said it's falling back to Earth on an uncontrolled path. It's going to cause debris to crash in the United States and other parts of the world over the next several days. The Long March 5B rocket was launched on April 29th from China. And they said that the ground-based radars by the U.S. military have cataloged all the 100-foot-tall rocket core, et cetera, et cetera. And they said that it looks like it's going to land as far north as New York and Beijing, or as far south as southern Chile and New Zealand. They really have no idea. Kane, you could be just like out getting some ice cream, right? I'm just saying. And then boom, there's a rocket. Just saying. Just crazy. Damn, China. All right, JFK's intimate letters to, his Swedish mistress. Those are going up for auction. Peloton's also recalling all their treadmills after reports of injuries and one death. It's a treadmill. I mean, you're not supposed to lay on it, but they're recalling them. So you call your Peloton people if you got one of them treads. Stick with us. This is infuriating, too. Wokeness is coming for adoption. And I have to say, so yesterday Newsweek published my piece, Five Steps for Fighting Critical Race Theory in Your Schools, in Your Area. And I have to give a lot of credit for Newsweek, because they're publishing a lot of diverse thought. And so I hope that when a liberal publication, or known to be a liberal publication, publishes something like that, you need to go and support those pieces and support those writers. I felt that this was so important. Like, I didn't, charge for this column or anything. I'm like, this is so, I want people to know what we did and know what people in my community did so that they can implement this in their areas. But there's a really great piece from Naomi Riley. Wokeness has come for adoption, and it's the children who will suffer. Did you all know this? So, like, for instance, Bethany Christian Services, it's one of the largest adoption agencies in the country. They're allowing, they made an announcement. They said that allowing white families to adopt black children from foster care will cause a lot of harm to children of color. And so they're overhauling their Multi-Ethnic Placement Act, and it's going to, they're going to become, they said, an anti-racist organization, which is a critical race theory buzzword for promotion of bigotry. And it looks like they're going to bar what they said. Their plan barred discrimination and placing a child into an adoptive family. But now they don't believe that they are not wanting, apparently it looks like black children will not be able to be adopted by white families. They think that they should match the skin color. That the child's skin color. Now, guys, that sounds racist as hell. That's actually racist. Christian. Bethany Christian Services. That apparently matching skin color. So that is one of the, that's racism. That's one of the most backward things I've ever heard. So this is something that they are completely and entirely walking back with. And in fact, this piece at Newsweek goes back to 1972. The National Association of Black Social Workers had issued a statement taking a stand against placements of black children in white homes for any reason. They called transracial adoptions unnatural, unnecessary, and artificial. And so a lot of black children, because of this, they languished in foster care. That is horrible. This is critical race theory in action. This enrages me. And so this is how far this is going. Who's going to bear the consequence of this? These people that push these policies, like with Bethany Christian Services. I mean, do you know they did a survey? Dave Thomas Foundation did a survey in 2017 of potential adoptive parents. They found that they had no preference at all about the race of the child. They just wanted a child. They wanted a family. They did not care. So now the wokesters, on behalf of equity, they're acting like they're doing this for the benefit of black children, but as a result, and this goes back to like this, what they were pushing in the 70s, they said a 2020 article by Brookings Institution, Ron Haskins, said that because they passed the Adoption Safe Families Act and it reduced the allowable time for kids to remain in care, racial activists want to overturn this. And they said what it means is that there's not going to be more kids adopted faster and there will not be faster adoptions. Black children are going to bear the brunt of this. This is racism.
Do you want the CIA choosing their personnel based on intersectionality or based on competence? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll discuss how the Russians and Chinese must be thrilled at how identity politics are becoming more important than protecting our nation. I'll also be joined by Tiffany Smiley, the amazing wife of a wounded warrior who changed the military and the VA and is now running for the U.S. Senate in Washington State. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
One of the most amazing things I ever saw was a guy in Florida pick up a gator that had pants on and go into an ice cream shop. And I'm like, this is where I need to go. I need to be here. So where do I start? Let's do this Florida man who was dancing after pawning stolen items. He ended up getting caught because he was on a camera and... Who are these people he's at the counter pawning this stuff and he looks up at the stupid camera like, and then he's dancing. He's like all excited about it. It's in South Florida. He pawned some stolen jewelry, looked up at the camera. Then he's out in the parking lot dancing. His pants are way too short, by the way. Like they're like the high water pants. And I know that's not. It was Port St. Lucie. They're looking for him and his partner to bust him for theft. And Sean Gazo and Carl Jackson were helping to move heavy furniture. And then that's when they stole jewelry. So that's how all of this happened. So they're looking to bust them. A viral photo of a Tampa Bay man with a tiger shark is sparking investigation from wildlife officials. So this guy is in, I don't know, like a swamp or something, a bayou, probably one of the swamps. And everyone else is smartly in a canoe. And this guy's like, I'm going to get out in this gator water. And he picks up this tiger shark and he's holding it. He looks like Jay of Jay and Silent Bob. And he's going, Anyway, they're looking for him because that was totally illegal what he did. For sure. You can't do that with tiger sharks. Don't even look at a manatee. You'll get busted.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.